In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I think we hear this gospel according to each of the three evangelists at least three times in the course of the year, like the paralytic being lowered down from the roof. This one also turns up. In Matthew's version, it has an interesting twist. That is, at the end, recall, the people of the area ask our Lord, please, to leave. Just leave, please. Go. Now, they're not Jews. We know that because they're herding pigs. So these are Gentiles, almost certainly Greek speakers. And they don't want a miracle worker around. They're handy on occasion, but they're more trouble than they're worth, as evidenced by the pigs. That's a significant investment gone into the lake. And by the way, why pigs should suffer is a subject for another day. I've been asked that, and I have no ready answer. However, it is that part of the episode maybe is worth remembering for the following reason. I remember coming across a passage in St. Simeon, the theologian, where he says, don't be afraid of the devil. He can't even control pigs. And the point, yes, the pigs have the good sense to drown themselves rather than suffer the infestation of the demonic. Better sense than, I'm afraid, humans would have. And the devil can't control them. These devils. Now there's a lesson in that. And part of that is, if the demons can't control pigs, if animals are able to overcome demonic commands, how the much more so we, who are made in the image and likeness. But that in turn points to something else. We know we have the capacity to resist evil from this lesson. And the fact that we don't so often indicates something really amiss inside us. Something's really out of whack. Because this reveals our inclination to that thing we should say, without further ado, no to. So today's gospel gives us occasion for, as is right, as the gospel should do, for a little soul searching in the pigs and in the people of that village who ask our Lord to go It holds up a kind of dark mirror to us. In which we should recognize some things about ourselves that could use work. That could use amendment. That could use repentance. For all things, beloved. All things can be healed by our Lord. All things, all evils, all sins are subject to repentance. Both the ancient fathers like St. Irenaeus of Lyon and in the second century, and the ancient rabbis of the Mishnah are agreed that if Adam had only repented, all would have been well. That without repentance, there is no healing. That without repentance, there is no salvation. Without repentance, there is no communion. So let's take this little lesson from the unfortunate pigs of today's gospel, who in their flight down the cliff show a certain superiority to us. They will not suffer an instant the inhabitation of the devil. I don't recommend our running down cliffs. But if we could begin to imitate that determination, that instinctual determination on the part of the animals to anything evil, anything corrupt, anything cruel and hateful. We shall be well and blessed indeed. So may it be so by grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be glory with the Father and Spirit. Amen.